USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Northern and Central California is hit by another powerful atmospheric river storm as the National Weather Service warns of copious amounts of heavy snow in the mountains and potential flooding from significant rainfall across the state. California Governor Gavin Newsom requested President Biden declare a state of emergency in California because of recent storms. After doing away with term limits 5 years ago, Chinese President Xi Jinping has been re-elected for a third term this morning.
About 3,000 members of China's National People's Congress voted unanimously Friday to re-elect Xi for another five-year term. There was no other candidate, and the vote was over in 15 minutes. Xi did away with presidential term limits in 2018. Officials approved by Xi will be appointed to top cabinet positions over the next 2 days. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Investors sold off shares of SVB Financial Group and a bunch of U.S. banks after the tech-focused lender said it lost nearly $2 billion in assets following larger-than-expected decline in deposits. America's financial freefall saw the four biggest U.S. banks lose $52 billion in market value just yesterday. The recent spike in egg prices has inspired many people to raise chickens that will lay eggs.
To raise chickens, you need chicks, like the one sold by the feed and seed store that Amy Scudder runs near Colorado Springs. She says she noticed that local farmers were selling eggs directly to people.
That kind of got me an idea of maybe hatching a little bit more this year and seeing how well it goes.
Scudder says they expect to hatch about 100 chicks this weekend.
I'm hoping I'll be able to sell them all and help people out. You know, I've been seeing how to help build coops and all kinds of things.
She also says people are starting to turn to social media to find others who may have chicks. I'm Richard Johnson.
This is USA News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Actor Robert Blake died in Los Angeles, California yesterday. He was 89 years old.
Don't go to bed with no price on your head. No.
The family announced the Beretta star died at home from heart disease after a long battle with it. He was a child actor in the Our Gang comedies, better known as the Little Rascals. A jury in 2005 found Blake not guilty of murdering his wife, Bonnie Lee Bakley. But a civil jury found him liable for her shooting death and ordered Blake to pay Bakley's family $30 million. A top lawmaker claims Dr. Anthony Fauci lied and tried to cover up the COVID lab leak theory.
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul says Fauci pushed U.S. taxpayer-funded research at the Chinese Wuhan lab, then later tried to downplay the lab leak theory to cover his tracks.
Fauci lied about funding the lab. He lied about it being gain of function. And he lied as part of an elaborate cover-up.
Paul believes Fauci should be prosecuted. This week, GOP House subcommittee members claim to have uncovered new email evidence suggesting Dr. Fauci prompted the drafting of a publication to disprove the Chinese lab leak theory. Democrats say even with the FBI also saying COVID escaped from the Wuhan lab, the evidence is inconclusive. I'm Dave Collins.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.